Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, we kind of predicted it and it came true. Driving home last night after 6 o'clock, I mean, just pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost already dark because
it's
of the time change right now.
Yep.
That's the most depressing part of it all, because we always bitch, and we had a very, very comfortable October. Let's face it. That was an October for the ages in St. Louis, didn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Because it was in the 70s, upper 70s.
So great.
Sunny, not a whole lot of rain. We finally did catch up on rain. And we get into November, and to me, it seems like there's still a lot of leaves on the trees.
There are.
And I always gauge
Is that
this,
because of the heat?
I don't know, because I gauge this when it comes to sitting in my tree stand in Howard County. I'm usually, there's still leaves on the trees, but not that many. However, I will say this, and this is my meteorological expertise, and I can almost guarantee it, right? It's just weird. It's Mother Nature. There is going to be a couple of days, at least one, between now and when I go out to that deer stand in Howard County, where it'll be like 40-mile-per-hour winds and shake these leaves off the trees. We always seem to have that.
Yes.
All right.
It's part of the plan, I think.
It is part of the plan. Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal is back with us this afternoon. It might have been just a little while since we've caught up. Jerry, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, it has been a while, but it's a pleasure to speak to you again, Mark. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. I'm also very curious about New York City and what's going to happen and if New York City will do well. Now, you have a column with the headline that says, Mamdani is a gift. I always kind of looked at Cori Bush as that kind of gift here in St. Louis, the gift that kept on giving. But you advise that Trump should unwrap it carefully. Give me your take on what's happening in New York City today and what might this result in the future, which is a little horrifying when you think about the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, all of the polling up until literally the last 24 hours has suggested that this guy, Mamdani, the, you know, very left wing, you can call him a socialist, you can call him a communist, whatever you want to call him, but he has some extremely left wing views. He describes himself as a democratic socialist. All the polling suggests he's going to win. He's up against, frankly, in Andrew Cuomo, a guy he's already beaten in the Democratic primary, a guy who is not very popular, kind of washed up former governor of the state, made a lot of enemies. So the polling says he's going to win. Now, there have been some polls in the last 20, 48 hours, 72 hours, suggesting the race is a little bit tighter. I mean, up until a few days ago, Mamdani had a lead of 10 to 15 points in most polls. There have been one or two polls showing the lead in single digits. So who knows? But look, barring an earthquake here, that is going to be the outcome. And again, don't make too many mistakes. You know, don't mistake this too much for a sudden affection for Andrew Cuomo. I mean, if Andrew Cuomo were to win, it would be because people, you know, just decided they can't take this extreme left-wing man to be mayor of New York City. But look, I think he is a gift to Donald Trump. I mean, he is, if, you know, on the same tonight, it's quite possible the Democrats will kind of have a pretty good, broad, sweeping victory, right? In the other states, it looks like they're very likely to win the governorship of Virginia. New Jersey's close, but again, the polling suggests they'll win that. Gavin Newsom's going to win his, you know, proposition fight to do the redistricting in California. We're going to see what happens with these Pennsylvania judges, but it's going to be looking pretty good night. So, you know, but you know, Donald Trump, being the smart politician that he is, will make Zoran Mamdani the face of the Democratic Party. No one will care about, you know, Abigail Spanberger or Mikey Sherrill. It will be Zoran Mamdani, and because he's so left wing, that's a dream for. One of the things I say in my column is that, you know, whatever you think of Donald Trump and his political skills, he has benefited enormously from his enemies, from his political enemies over the last 10 years. Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, what I call late onset Joe Biden. You know, these have been gifts to him, and Zoran Mamdani is about to be another one.
Yeah, so, you know, when you say that he has to unwrap it carefully, because this is a gift for Trump, and it could potentially be a gift for all Republicans, because it seems like, and this is what's been so fascinating to me, that the Democrats haven't tried to distance themselves from him. I mean, maybe a couple of them haven't given a full-throated endorsement, but let's face it, even Obama gets in at the last minute and doesn't really endorse, but says he understands the charisma, et cetera. I mean, some of the ideas that this guy, and you know this better than certainly the listeners here, what he's about, they're dangerous ideas. And I guess I understand the appeal when people are hungry and desperate and poor in New York City, but he can't fulfill these promises, rent control and all these other things he wants to give out.
No, he can't. So two things. I mean, one, that the ideas are themselves economic innumeracy. He can't freeze rent. I mean, freezing rents would obviously make the housing supply situation in New York City much, much worse, because no landlords would, landlords can't get a decent market rent for their property, they're not going to rent it out. There's just going to be a dearth of property. The city can't afford free buses and free childcare and all the other things that he's proposing. But he's not going to achieve any of these things in another sense, because there are also strict political limitations on what he can do. Tax increases, for example, which he'd like to do to increase taxes on the rich, that would have to be approved at the state level. That's not going to happen. Some of these budget plans that he has would have to be approved at the state level. That's not going to happen either. But look, here's the thing, and here's what I do say in the column, and the reason I say that Trump has to unwrap this gift carefully is the reason people are voting for Mamdani is, you know, and again, look, New York is New York. It's full of crazy left-wing people and, you know, Democrats, progressive Democrats, Democrats at 75% of New York City. So there's an element of that. But the reason that they're particularly voting for this man, and particularly over Andrew Cuomo and before that Eric Adams, is because they're, especially younger voters, are angry about the cost of living. New York City has always been expensive. It's now impossibly expensive for young people. You know, if you don't have a great job in the law or in investment banking, you know, or you don't have your parents bailing you out, you can't really afford to live in New York City anymore. And your cost of healthcare is extraordinarily expensive. The cost of housing is expensive. The cost of regular things like groceries. And that's the warning, I think, for Trump here, in that while absolutely Trump will hold that Mamdani up as a crazy left-wing communist, he'll probably, you know, there'll be all kinds of fights between New York City and the federal government. I'll be reminded of, you know, what we had in the 1970s and, you know, Ford to City drop dead. Well, we'll have, you know, something like Trump to City drop dead as well. But the risk, there is a danger there. There is a danger for the Republicans and for Trump, which is that, while New York is unique and very much its own city, these issues of affordability, this issue of cost, this issue of inflation and prices is true across the country. And Donald Trump was elected in part last year because we had 4 years of a Democratic administration that failed to get inflation properly under control, but refused to even acknowledge it. I mean, they kind of, you know, went around saying, no, prices, it's all transitory and you're imagining it and it doesn't really exist. Everything is fine. The risk here for Trump is that Trump is in danger of doing something very similar here. That he's in risk. He's at risk by focusing on, you know, rightly, some of the far left ideas that this guy has, by focusing on his extremism, by focusing on his, you know, how far out of the mainstream he is. There is a danger that he's going to be ignoring the concerns that not just people in New York City, but people across the country have about life becoming unaffordable for them. And I think that is a political risk.
I do too. And I've raised that point of affordability because there's no doubt that Mamdani has, you know, tapped into that. And while folks listening to me here in the St. Louis area are not exposed to the outrageous prices that I'm sure Manhattan and other boroughs have, we still have, you know, inflation, and it's all relative. you know, certainly to a certain extent or to a large extent. So I think there is some risk there. And then also you look at healthcare. I mean, one of the reasons I think that the Democrats are trying to use this as this pivot point with the shutdowns, because they know that they probably poll a little bit better on healthcare, and they're trying to represent that right now. I don't know if you have any thoughts on how that's all going to end, but it doesn't seem like it's going to end quickly, does it? Because it hasn't so far.
I think it's got to end quickly. And I think, you know, we've just seen today some warnings that air traffic control issues are getting worse, and that, you know, they're going to be, you know, I saw somebody, I think there was a report somewhere today saying that the, you know, someone from air traffic control was saying they may have to shut down, you know, parts of the air traffic control system
in parts of
the country. I just flew through Kennedy Airport in New York, and the line, you know, the number of TSA agents that are working, they're obviously, you know, taking time off, a lot of them, because they're not getting paid. Those numbers are shrinking all the time. We're coming up to the Thanksgiving holiday. If we're in a position, Mark, you know, week before Thanksgiving holiday, and air traffic control and TSA are warning people that they're going to be, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hour, 12 hour delays, I think the pressure on both sides to come to a deal before the holiday will be great. So I think it will be over relatively soon, because I think we've got the SNAP issue too, where a lot of states are obviously going to be, you know, not going to be able to afford to pay these food stamps. And I think that's going to put pressure on the Democrats in particular to come to the table. So look, I think we are going to see a deal be done. And that, you're right, it does come back to that issue of affordability, because I think that, you know, the healthcare. Look, you can argue about the Obamacare subsidies, but some of them do, you know, some people clearly benefit from those subsidies who actually could probably afford to pay for their own health care. But there are others who don't. So
that's right.
So all of this, I think, is contributing to this sense that, you know, prices are still out of control. Things are beyond the reach of most ordinary Americans. And again, that's a risk for Trump and the Republicans.
Jared Baker from The Wall Street Journal is here. Let me ask you about, because this taps into something that I often try to do, and it doesn't always work, Jerry. But I one of the things I like about you is you're not afraid, you know, to call balls and strikes on the other side and on Trump and Republicans. And you wrote a column about sort of the way moral relativism is working right now. And I would use the situation from 2 months ago or whenever that was with Jimmy Kimmel and Brendan Carr at the FCC, because I seemingly, along with Ted Cruz, was like one of the only people on the conservative side that said, okay, I don't like Jimmy Kimmel. I don't think he's funny. I think he misrepresented all this stuff with Charlie Kirk. But I don't think that even the appearance of the FCC getting involved here is a good thing. Ted Cruz fully agreed with that, but there wasn't very many other people that agreed with that, and I was stunned. Now, the same thing happens on the left. Look, it's happening with John Fetterman. He's saying things that nobody on his side are having. But one of your points was this, and I've always tried to live, you know, in my 3 decades plus as a talk show host, to try to say, well, what would we say if a Democrat did this, right? And that seems to have gone out the door with everyone these days.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I've worked for 3 decades in American media, and I've seen the bias, the left-wing bias up close. I've seen it in major news organizations. I've seen it in TV. I've seen it in newspapers. No one doubts that this. And yeah, you know, those late-night talk shows, you know, which frankly just, you know, they, you know, there was a time when they were vaguely funny.
Yeah, not anymore.
When Jay Leno or Jimmy Carson did it, but they're not. They're just political diatribes by people who just aren't very interesting. So I completely understand why the president, why Republicans, many Republicans think, you know, this is just ridiculous. But yeah, you're right. The idea that the government should, first of all, there are alternatives now, right? We don't have to, you know, I can't remember the last time I watched Jimmy Kimmel. Well, actually, I can remember the last time I watched Jimmy Kimmel. It was the night he was restored to his position, because I wanted to see it because it's out of the news interest.
Right.
That's literally the only time I've watched Jimmy Kimmel in the last 5 years, because I know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to that sort of so-called entertainment. So there are alternatives. There's a plurality of voices now in this country in a way that there wasn't 30 years ago, and that's a really good thing. And then secondly, yeah, Mark, as you say, we can't have the government of the day telling people, you know, what's got to appear on, however biased they may be, what's going to appear on their news channels, or sorry, on their media networks, because, yeah, I mean, A, it's wrong in itself, but B, yeah, do we want that when, you know, President Gavin Newsom is elected in 2 years' time, and he says, I don't like Mark Reardon's show. I think, you know, the whoever, you know, your regulator is, needs to pull your show off the air. It's
yeah, that's what people don't think about. And that's why I like to be consistent on that. Now, let me pivot just a little bit, because I know you wrote about Barry Weiss and CBS. I have high hopes that maybe Barry Weiss, I'm a fan of what she's done at the Free Press. I find their coverage very unique. I feature a lot of their guests. Not as good as the Wall Street Journal, Jerry, don't get me wrong. But do you have, because I feel like I'm maybe a little naive here. I have kind of high hopes for Barry changing the landscape at CBS. A lot of people say, no, probably she won't. But, you know, your point is that the biased media needs a complete culture change. I don't disagree with you on that. I don't see that as possible. I really don't, especially after visiting my alma mater, the University of Missouri Journalism School, and seeing what some of these young so-called journalists are up to with their agendas. I don't think you can change the complete media culture, unfortunately.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lee.
No, you can't. Well, look, I'm a big fan of Barry Weiss, too. I think she's done remarkable things. I thought she took an incredibly brave stand when she was at the New York Times, and in fact, obviously quit the New York Times over the ridiculous bias that there was there. I think she's done a great job with the Free Press. I think, you know, she's really single-handedly, actually, pretty much helped to reshape the media landscape.
I think so too, or
at least to introduce diversity in the media landscape. Here's where I am skeptical, and I part with you slightly. I know these big news organizations. Again, I've worked for several of them. The culture of these organizations is so entrenched. You can't change it by putting someone in at the top, like somebody at the top of CBS, and saying, oh, you know, now you're no longer going to be biased. You're no longer going to treat, you know, Republicans as two-headed monsters and give soft interviews to Democrats. I mean, you can say that all you like, but these institutions, precisely for what you say, Mark, because university journalism schools, the type of people who go into these media institutions, these traditional media institutions, all think alike. They all believe the same things. They all promote the same propaganda. You're not going to change that by changing something. No. You know, no. Okay, a root and branch change, you know, fire everybody and replace them, maybe. But I don't see them being able to do that, and I don't see them surviving the chaos. So, look, I wish her very well. I hope she does manage to change the culture at CBS. I'm just very skeptical.
Absolutely. Jerry, great to hook up with you again. You know I'm a fan.
Yeah,
thanks so much for jumping on here. Have a great week, and good luck with the election results.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.